Okay, go to verse 4.
Ayet 4.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
حتی اگر از تاریک ترین وادی نیز بگذرم از بدی نخواهم ترسید زیرا تو با منی عصا و چوب دستی تو قوت قلبم می‌بخشد.
Yeah, this is a bit less popular. We like the part of not lacking anything. We like the part of the green pastures. We like the part of still waters. The restoring of our souls. Yeah, we like to have no problems. But that's not reality. When we follow the shepherd, there will be things on our path. Yeah, there will be times that we go through, that we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yeah, where everything seems to be going wrong. Things are coming against you. Everything is messed up. Nothing worked as you thought it would. You're not in control. Yeah, some might say, oh, that's my life today. I am walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, I want you to notice who took the sheep there. Who was leading? The shepherd is leading. Who is with the sheep in the valley of the shadow of death? Shepherd is there. Yeah, what is the response of David being with the shepherd? Yeah, I will fear no evil. Yeah, the shepherd is with me. Thou art with me. The shepherd has brought me here. So I will be fine. I will get out of this again. Because I'm trusting in the shepherd. Yeah, and going through difficult times, being challenged, being persecuted, having to endure tribulation, it's not a bad thing, and it's part of the Christian life. Now, of course, if you are a rebellious child, you can have God's chastening on you. You can suffer things that you should not suffer.
Things that,
and they don't profit you. Yeah, because you're just wandering off. You're away from the flock, you're away from the shepherd.
But
then it's on your own head. You have invited suffering in your life that you don't need to have.
But
that's different when you're following the shepherd, if you're close to him.
And he is
and he's allowing things in your life that cause some suffering. Go to Romans 5. And read verses 3 and 4 and we'll see that there's benefit in this. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Yeah, there's glory in tribulations. There's good things attached to tribulations. Yeah, it works patience, experience, hope. Go to James 1, where we see a very similar thing. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall in diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
James 1?
James 1, 2-4.
ای برادران من، وقتی که در آزمایش‌های گوناگون می‌افتید، آن را کمال خوشی بشمارید، چون که می‌دانید که امتحان ایمان شما صبر را تولید می‌کند. اما بگذارید صبر عمل خود را به کمال رساند تا کامل و تمام شوید و محتاج هیچ چیز نباشید.
Rejoice when you fall in the first temptations. Why? Because it's going to make you stronger. Yeah, the trying of your faith, yeah, it works patience. It will perfect you. One thing, nothing. Yeah, you will not lack any good thing. Yeah, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, but I can't do it.
من نمیتونم این کارو بکنم.
Oh, yes you can.
چرا میتونی؟
Stay with the shepherd.
Trust
the shepherd.
He leads. اعتماد به شبانت.
He knows his sheep.
او رهبریت میکنه. گوسفندانش رو میشناسه.
Yeah, he knows what is best for the sheep.
میدونه که بهترین لحظه و اون لحظه چیز نیکو که چه.
He knows where the next green pasture is and the next still waters are.
قسمت بعدی که اون چراگاه‌های سبز و اون آب آرامه کجاست و داره شما رو به اونجا میبره.
He knows when the soul needs restoring.
وقتی جانتون نیاز به بازسازی آرامش داره.
And he will lead you on the right path.
I
fear no evil.
من از هیچ بدی نمیترسم.
For thou art with me.
چون تو با منی خداوند.
I'm the following the shepherd.
من دنبال او شبانم.
He's right next to me.
او در کنار منه.
If he brings me in the valley of shadow of death.
حتی اگر مرا در وادی
he'll get me out.
تاریک مرگ برسونه.
Yeah, if he brings me in the valley of the shadow of death,
اگه مرا از اون وادی مرگ بیرون میاره,
there must be a good reason to that. Good things will come from this.
اتفاق بیفته که مرا از اون بکشه.
Go to 1 Corinthians 10.
1
Corinthians 10 verse 13.
اول قرنتیان فصل 10 آیه 13 رو باز کنید.
No temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it.
هیچ آزمایشی جز آن که مناسب بشر باشد شما را فرا نگرفت، اما خدا امین است که نمیگذارد شما بیش از توان خود آزموده شوید، بلکه با آزمایش راه گریزی نیز میسازد تا یارای تحمل آن را داشته.
Yeah, God knows the sheep. God knows what we can handle.
گوسفندانش رو میشناسه و میدونه از چه چیزایی رو میتونن تحمل کنن، چه چیزایی رو نمیتونن.
Enabling us to bear.
He's giving us a way of escape. تحمل کنیم و راه فرار رو برامون آماده کرده.
Yeah, regardless where life takes us,
مهم نیست که زندگی شما رو کجا
میبره. We should not fear.
نترسید.
For God will never leave us or forsake us.
چون خداوند هیچ وقت ما رو رها نخواهد کرد، هیچ وقت تنها نخواهد گذاشت.
When we stay close to the shepherd, we can be perfectly at peace in the worst possible circumstances because we know that the shepherd is right there with us. Even if I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death,
and
even if I go through hard times, I know I shall not want. Even though I go through hard times, I have hope.
امید دارم.
I know will green pastures will come. Still waters will come.
که اون چراگاه‌های سبز در آینده منتظرم.
I might not be able to see it from the valley I'm in at the moment.
در کنارم منتظره. شاید امروز تو اون دره در اون وادی نبینمش، اما اونها رو در جلومه.
But I know that he is leading me.
میدونم که شبان میدونه کجاست و منو داره میبره. I'm
bringing to green pastures
still waters. من رو خواهد برد به اون چراگاه‌های سبز و اون آب آرام.
While in the valley I will fear
evil. با این که در اون وادی نمیترسم، چون خداوند شبان و اون چوبش و عصای شبان مرا آرامش خواهد داد.
What do you want?
شما چی
Do you want to know that God is right there?
می‌خوایم ببینیم که خداوند با شما و در اون کنار شماست.
With all the difficulties you're going through right now.
هایی که امروز تو زندگیتون هست، او کنار شماست.
Or do you want to walk away from the shepherd?
از اون شبان.
Yeah, living a sinful life.
زندگی پر از گناه.
Doing your own thing.
راه خودمون رو بریم.
Ending up in all kinds of bad places where God didn't bring you.
متفاوتی که خداوند ما رو نبرده اونجا.
And where you're now suffering.
و الان تو اون دره سختی می‌کشیم.
Your path might look good for a moment when you were choosing it away from the shepherd.
There's pleasure in sin.
Yet it's temporary. Hebrews 11, 24-25. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
به ایمان چون موسی بزرگ شد نپذیرفت که پسر دختر فرعون خوانده شود و از آزار دیدن با قوم خدا را پسندیدتر داشت از آنکه لذت موقتی گناه را ببرد.
You think it's worth getting into drunkenness, fornication, wickedness, living in sin, and losing this great promise that is there for you in Psalm 23. That when you're close to the shepherd, that you shall not want, that you'll be taken care of. Is it worth sacrificing the Lord being with you?
قربانی کنیم که خداوند با ما باشه.
Yeah, because there is this place where we lack nothing, where we have what we need.
زندگیمون که هیچی کمبود نخواهیم.
Where there are green pastures on above and still waters.
اون چراگاه‌های سبز جلوی راهمون هست.
Where our souls are restored.
جایی که جان ما بنا شده. وجود داره دوباره yeah. بازسازی
But it's the path of righteousness where the shepherd leads us on.
جایی است که شبان ما رو میبره.
Yeah, don't throw out these things for the pleasures of sin for a season.
برای لذت بردن از گناه موقتی خودتون رو از شبان دور نکنید.
I don't like this direction where the shepherd is taking me.
این مسیری که شبان داره منو میبره دوست ندارم. اون مسیر زندگی من
okay.
نیست.
Okay, you need to decide what you want to do.
تو باید تصمیم بگیری چیکار میکنی با زندگی.
Do you want to have these promises?
آیا میخوای قول ها تو زندگیت اتفاق
بیفته؟ Or do you want to walk off as a wandering sheep?
یا میخوای مثل اون شبان دور شی از
Running the risk of becoming the next lunch for a lion.
و ریسک بکنی و بشی غذای بعدی اون شیر.
Yeah, be sober, be vigilant because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Where is it?
1 Peter 5 8.
اول پتروس 5 8.
هوشیار و بیدار باشید زیرا که دشمن شما ابلیس مانند شیر قران گردش میکند و کسی را میجوید تا ببرد.
Yeah, sheep don't do well on their own.
شبان گوسفندان تنهایی راحت زنده نمیمونن. احتیاج به اون شبان دارن.
Yeah, go back to Psalm 23 and read verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
سفره‌ای برای من در برابر دیدگان دشمنانم می‌گسترانی. سرم را به روغن تطهین می‌کنی و پیاله‌ام را لبریز می‌سازی.
Yeah, again the notion that we have enemies.
بله دشمن داریم.
All that live godly shall have persecution.
هر کی با نیکوکاری برای خداوند زندگی
You start serving God and becoming an effective tool in God's hands.
وقتی وسیله و ابزار خوبی در دست خداوند باشید، دشمنان زیادی پیدا می‌کنید.
Yeah, you can't be friends with everybody if you serve God.
اگه برای خداوند خدمت می‌کنید.
Yeah, because you will stand for the truth.
چون برای حقیقت قرار بیستید.
And it will offend people.
و اون حقیقت برای یه
You will make enemies.
دشمن می‌سازید.
Not because they don't like your face, but because they don't like to hear the truth. Yeah, Proverbs 29:27. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked.
پارسایان از آنان که راه خود را کج می‌سازند کراهت دارند. شریران از آنان که در راه راست استوار می‌مانند.
The righteous and the unrighteous don't go well together.
نیکوکار و اون که ناپاک زندگی میکنه، شریر زندگی میکنه، با هم یه جا خوب دووم نمیاره.
Yeah, if you're serving God.
اگه تو به خدا خدمت میکنی.
You're bringing light to those who want to be in darkness.
نور رو میبینی تو زندگی کسی که تو تاریکی داره زندگی میکنه.
Yeah, and those who are in darkness, they look at you and you're an abomination to them, and you look at them and.
And you تو به اونا نگاه میکنی و باعث کراهت میشی.
And you think they are an abomination.
و تو فکر میکنی کریهن.
Yeah, they will hate your guts.
وازات متنفر
میشه. Many Christians try to be friends with everybody.
خیلی از مسیحیان تلاش میکنن با همه دوست باشن، اما نمیتونی با همه دوست باشی.
You can't if you're following the shepherd.
اگه دنبال شبان میری دوست همه باشی.
Because you cannot compromise the truth to keep friends.
کوتاه بیای که همه رو راضی نگه داری.
Yeah, we need to stay close to the shepherd who leads us on paths of righteousness.
تا او ما رو به اون مسیر حقیقت راهنمایی کنه.
Yeah, for example, we cannot compromise the people who teach false doctrines. We cannot compromise with sodomites or predators. Yeah, Ephesians 5:11 and have no fellowship with the unfruitful words of darkness, but rather reprove them. Yeah, that makes you enemies. It doesn't make you friends. Yeah, so God is leading. I mean, you see here that God is leading us in a place where we are in the presence of our enemies. Yeah, God can lead us to a place where we are getting to their door. Of course, yet I fear no evil. For thou art with me. Yeah, when those times comes, when these enemies stand up against you, it's great that we know that we have the great shepherd there directly with us. But look at it, it's even better.
و بدتر بهتر از اون هست.
It says we will have a feast, yeah, in the midst of those enemies.
در میان اونها براتون چیده.
Yeah, when we are going through these things, when we're fighting these battles,
وقتی جنگ‌های روحانی رو دارید,
where people turn against us because of our stand for Christ,
وقتی شما بلند میشن به خاطر حقیقتی که برای مسیح دارید,
when we feel like we are at the bottom of the valley of the shadow of death,
دره وادی مرگ تاریکی مرگ.
It says God prepares a feast for us.
خداوند داره یه شامی و یه جشنی رو.
Yeah, God takes abundantly care of us.
خداوند کاملا مراقب ما.
It says here, our heads are anointed with oil. That sounds like more than normal, more than we need, more than the basics. We can do without that. We cannot have that and still lack nothing.
Yeah, it says,
our cup is running over. Yeah, that speaks about more than enough, abundance. Yeah, so when we go to difficult times, yeah, we can see even extra blessings. Yeah, God gives us those good things in the presence of our enemies. Yeah, they need to look at it as well. Yeah, you want to get the best things, the best blessings from God, then you better follow the lead of the shepherd. Also, when he brings you in the presence of your enemies. Yeah, so when you're in the valley of the shadow of death, God will take care of
us.
When your enemies are taking you,
we
fear no evil, we will be okay.
In
fact, we'll be more than okay. We are blessed. Our cup is running over. Our heads are anointed with oil.
Yeah,
we're getting the best spiritual meal. Yeah, we're getting this feast in the midst of the presence of our enemies.
داریم اون جشن بزرگ رو در حضور دشمنانمون آماده میشیم.
Also knowing that, hey, our souls will be restored again.
و بدونین که جان شما دوباره بنا خواهد
شد. Also knowing that our shepherd will lead again us again to green pastures.
دوباره ما رو به اون
and besides still waters.
چراگاه‌های سبز میبره ما رو و ما رو به اون آب‌های آروم میرسونه.
He cares for us.
مراقب
ما. We can handle.
میدونه تا چه زمانی تحمل داریم.
If he takes us to those enemies, if we go to the valley of the shadow of death, if things go
امروز در اون دشمنان
seem to go very, very, very difficult.
اگر همه چیز امروز سخت اتفاق افتاده.
Yeah, we can know. God is with us and we come out again.
که خداوند با ماست و ما دوباره بیرون خواهیم آمد.
Now, what if you do not follow the shepherd wherever he leads you?
اما اگر شما دنبال
what if you run away from the persecution, from the fights?
براتون آماده کرده نباشید.
What if you try to just be friends with everybody?
اتفاق افتاده دری نداشت.
Just compromise for the sake of keeping your friends.
Now,
you're going to miss out on some of those blessings.
یه سری از اون برکت‌هایی که براتون آماده کرده را دست میدید.
And you can get off the path of righteousness.
و یه مقدار از اون راه نیکوکاری دور میشی.
You can derail your life. You can get into sin.
میتونی وارد گناه بشی.
Wandering away.
یه مقداری از خدا
leaving the flock.
اون گله رو رها کنید برای مدتی.
Yeah, away from the shepherd.
دور از اون شبان.
And find yourself in all kinds of hurt.
و بعد سختی رو تحمل کنید.
That you didn't have to be in.
تحمل کنید که قرار نبود اصلا توش باشی.
When you had trusted.
اگر اعتماد می‌کردی به اون شبان هیچ وقت درونش نمی‌افتاد.
Psalm 23:6.
مزمور 23.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life and I dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
همانا نیکویی و محبت تمام روزهای زندگی‌ام در پی من خواهد بود. و سالیان دراز در خانه خداوند ساکن خواهم بود.
Yeah, this psalm is talking about how we live our lives. Yeah? It talks about all the days of my life. It's the question, hey, are we going to follow Jesus? Are we going to have a life honoring God, doing what is right, following that leads on this path of righteousness? Yeah, or are we going to just choose our own path? Now, but it's hard.
سخته نه؟
Yeah, it is, the path of righteousness is hard.
Now you need to make a choice. نیکوکاری سخته ولی باید تصمیم بگیری.
Do you want to walk out your life knowing all these promises in Psalm 23
قدم برداریم و با شجاعت
together with Jesus
قولهایی رو که مزمور 23 به همون داده حقیقته. با همین در کنار مسیح خواهیم بود و همه این قولها تو زندگیمون خواهد بود.
Because says, goodness and mercy shall follow me.
میگه نیکوکاری و فیض او دنبال من خواهد آمد.
Or do you want to
یا میخواد
just choose your own
راه خودتو
بگیر.
مسیر خودتو انتخاب
کنی. Being that wandering sheep.
و بشی اون شاید گوسفندی که از گله جدا شده.
Now, notice also that this goodness and mercy that is following me is also connected
و فیض خداوند که دنبال من میاد
to dwelling in the house of the Lord forever.
بس میگه که در خونه خداوند تا ابد بودن.
Yeah, David states, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He will be in the house of the Lord.
در خونه خداوند تا ابد خواهم بود.
And it's connected to be part of the local church.
میگه به اینکه باید کنار ملک کلیسای محلیمون باشیم.
1 Timothy 3:15.
گله باشیم. اول تیموتائوس اول تیموتائوس.
If I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
و اینکه از کودکی کتب مقدس را دانسته ای که میتواند تو را حکمت آموزد برای نجات به وسیله ایمانی که بر مسیح ایسا است.
1 تیموتی 3.15 اول تیموتائوس 3.15 درسته؟
1 تیموتی 3.15
اما اگر تأخیر کردم تا بدانی چگونه باید در خانه خدا رفتار کنی که کلیسای خدای زنده و ستون و بنیاد راستی است.
Yeah, and we don't believe in a universal church. We believe in the local church.
Yeah,
the Bible talks about churches.
And God tells us
to not forsake the assembling of the brethren together.
Yeah,
to come together as the flock. Yeah, to be part of that flock. Yeah, Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
باز گرد هم آمدن با یکدیگر غافل نشویم چون که بعضی را عادت است بلکه یکدیگر را نصیحت کنیم و حتی بیشتر چون که می‌بینید که آن روز نزدیک می‌شود.
Now, do you live Psalm 23?
آیا مزمور 23 تو زندگی شما حقیقته؟
Are you right there with the shepherd?
آیا امروز
تسلیم
به اون شبان هستید و دنبالش دارید؟
Are you submitting yourself to the shepherd?
آیا خودتون رو تسلیم اون شبان کردین و کار او رو انجام میدید؟
And I get that we cannot do this perfectly.
می‌دونم که کامل و بی‌عیب هممون نمی‌شیم.
Yeah, no one is without sin.
هیچ کسی بدون گناه نیست.
But we can do things right in general. We can live upright, trying to follow the shepherd, stay close to him. Now, are you, in general, following Jesus Christ? Are you in the flock? Now, many people over the last years, especially last 2 years, yeah, have, and in general, it's not specifically for us, in general, have stopped going to church. Yeah, these lockdowns and live streams are handy.
آه اینترنت
وارد آنلاین شده. میتونیم چیپس بخوریم،
میتونیم چیپس بخوریم و موعظه گوش کنیم.
Still doing something spiritual.
یه کار روحانی هم میتونیم بکنیم.
Yeah, but they're slowly wandering away from the flock.
یواش از اون گله خدا دور شد.
And the church goes open again. Hey, we can meet again.
And باز میشه و میتونیم دوباره میتونیم.
I like to lay on the couch.
اما مب خیلی بهتره.
Oh, it's raining too much about outside. I'd rather stay home today.
بابا سرد امروز
بارون میاد. Slowly wandering away from the shepherd.
یواش از اون شبان دور میشیم.
Yeah, they're disobeying Jesus who says, hey, do not forsake the assembly.
میگه از دور شدن از گرد هم اومدن جلوگیری نکنید.
Slowly getting into sins.
یواش یواش وارد گناه.
Their focus is going off God.
نگاهمون از خدا
onto the world.
به سمت دنیا.
Yeah, they don't care as much for the work that has to be done as they did before.
اونقدر براشون مهم نیست برای کاری که قبلا انجام میدادن.
They stop reading their Bible.
میگه کلام خدا رو نمیخونن.
They pray less.
کمتر دعا میکنن، دعا کمتر میکنن، کلام کمتر میخونن.
And they're running or they're about to become lunch for a wild animal.
و یواش یواش آماده دارن میشن ناهار بشن برای حیوانات وحشی دنیا.
Some online false teacher.
یه معلم دیگه که منتظر حمله کنه و اونها رو بخوره. یه دوست بدی که
want to take them off the path of righteousness.
میخواد اونها رو از
Now, with all the consequences that it brings, and without the shepherds being close to them without all those promises. Now, where are you at? Are you like David saying, the Lord is my shepherd? Yeah, therefore, I shall not want. Is that you? Have you chosen to live your life for Jesus, following him?
Yeah.
Are you determined to follow the lead of the shepherd? Also when you have to go to the shadow of the valley of the shadow of death, even if there's enemies around you, is
that
you? Or are you a sheep wandering away today? Are you getting further and further away from the shepherd? From the path of righteousness.
Yeah,
did you leave the flock? Now that's you, then you will be in want. You will not find those green pastures. You will not find those still waters. Your soul is not going to get restored. You will go through trouble alone. You will not have this feast prepared for you in the presence of your enemies. Is it worth it? Is the sin in your life walking away from Christ, not obeying him? Compromise? Is it worth it? Not having the shepherd there right beside you because you're walking with him, you're being led. Oh, but the part of righteousness is so hard. Yes, but I fear no evil because he is with me. But there will be enemies. Yes, but God prepares a feast for you in the presence of the enemy. You'll be more than okay. You will have great spiritual blessing. Your cup runs over. You will lack no good thing in your life. And you will be on green pastures and be beside the still waters. Choose following the great shepherd. Let him lead you. And he will bless you. And he will use you for his glory. Will you have some difficult times? Absolutely, but he will take care of you. Yeah, in that process that you're following him, you will be very good taken care of. Goodness and more mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. I want to close with reading Psalm 23 again. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
خداوند شبان من است، محتاج به هیچ چیز نخواهم بود. در چراگاه‌های سرسبز مرا می‌خواباند، نزد آب‌های آرامبخش رهبری‌ام می‌کند، جان مرا تازه می‌سازد و به خاطر نام خیش به راه‌های درست هدایتم می‌فرماید. حتی اگر از تاریک‌ترین وادی نیز بگذرم، از بدی نخواهم ترسید، زیرا تو با منی، عصا و چوب دستی تو قوت قلبم می‌بخشند. سفره‌ای برای من در برابر دیدگان دشمنانم می‌گسترانی، سرم را به روغن تطهین می‌کنی و پیاله‌ام را لبریز می‌سازی. همانا نیکویی و محبت تمام روزهای زندگیم در پی من خواهد بود و سالیان دراز در خانه خداوند ساکن خواهم بود.
آمین. Let us pray.